Good day and welcome to the Business Success Network podcast. I'm Stacey Calder, founder of the Business Success Network and magazine, and we help you to grow you and grow your business. We want to get you as visible as possible online, offline, and through events such as networking, awards, and conferences. If you're sitting here and listening to this and thinking this is a great show, we are looking for guests to be part of it. We want to hear your story and we want to share your information with the public. We want you to be as visible as possible. So join us over at the Business Success Network UK on Facebook, join the community, get the support, become a cheerleader for other small businesses, and we'll see you very soon.
This podcast is sponsored by Clubhub, the UK's largest antenatal, babies, toddlers and children's activities directory. Established in 2016, our multi-award winning directory uses targeted marketing based on proximity so you reach the local people you want. We have millions of parents regularly searching on our website and app, and we would love them to be able to find you. Sign up now via our website at www.clubhubuk.co.uk.
So we have our next speaker. Now, I'm really pleased about this next speaker because, as Stefan says, it all starts with a little conversation. You go networking, you meet people. I met Tim. Let me do the clicker. I reckon it's got to be 15 years ago. I was running a previous company, which was networking for mums and dads. And Tim was running a Toddle About magazine. Now, I've done loads of advertising, and I'll be really honest, Tim's magazine was the only one that ever got me any leads. Just saying. So we want to support those that support us, and Tim's done that over the years. He's done some amazing things. He's now running Book That In. I'm going to hand over to the man who is going to talk about management, Tim Freed.
All right, thank you very much. I must say I'm feeling very energised now after Amanda's bit, so thank you for that. So in my section today, we're going to talk about how to automate your admin and get your life back. So I'm really pleased, actually, because we've hinted at this a few times, and I'm going to dig into it a little bit deeper in terms of what you can do to really automate the processes in your business. So what are we talking about here? Well, essentially, we're talking about everything that you hate to do in your business, but you have to do it. When we think about admin, who would like to get rid of it? Who would like to just not have to do it ever again, right? Well, unfortunately, admin needs to be done. So I can't change that truth. However, what I'd like to tell you today, and that's the core thrust of my message here, is that you don't have to be the one who does it. And like this great man said, we're good friends, he said, if you really want to grow as an entrepreneur, you have to learn to delegate. And it's absolutely true. If you want to grow your business, you need to learn to delegate. But when you delegate, when he said this originally, he was talking about delegating to people. And whilst that is absolutely still true in lots of cases, nowadays we don't have to always be delegating to a person. We can delegate to a tool, we can delegate to a machine. So I rather arrogantly like to add my own little bit to his quote that we can also automate. Now, why would you want to automate? Well, like I said, you can't automate everything, but you can automate an awful lot of that admin, that horrible admin stuff. And why would you? Because if you automate it, if you delegate to a machine, the machine will work 24/7. It will do exactly what you ask it to do. It will do it in the same way every time. It won't cost anywhere near as much as a person. And it doesn't complain. So where possible, I am all about automating the processes in my businesses. But I want to tell you a bit about me so you know why I'm qualified to talk about this. This isn't my part of my qualification, but this is my family, my wife, my three kids. We home educate our children. We have chickens. We're a bit like the people out of The Good Life, which is a bit weird for someone who's a founder of a tech company, but there you go. We enjoy holidays. We enjoy getting out in nature, walking and hiking. And I play squash. That's what I do, Amanda, to keep my mental health going. But the reason I'm on stage today is because of my businesses. And Stacey kindly mentioned Toddle About. We founded Toddle About in 2010. And Toddle About is basically the parent's Bible for everything baby and toddler. It started life as just a little local magazine. And it's grown, so now it is an online hub nationally for families with babies and toddlers, and we also run regional baby shows. And right back at the beginning, I did everything, all right? And we all did everything right back at the beginning. But over time, it changes, and we've now franchised the business, so I no longer do very much in terms of the groundwork. These are my little team of franchisees. My job, really, when I'm working on the Toddle About business, is systems. It's automation, and it's putting more and more automation in place for my franchisees because that makes their lives easier, that makes them more successful, and that makes us all more successful as a team. So, I have to say I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to this stuff. Amanda's laughing because she knows it's so true. But I really have lent into the automation side of stuff and implementing systems. So much so that we built our own automation tool. So Book That In is an online booking system for activity providers, for basically anyone who runs classes or events or activities, and it automates the whole booking and payments process and all that stuff. But that journey as well, having implemented everyone else's systems and then created our own as well, I've since helped hundreds of businesses implement our system. And it's given me a very unique perspective on the challenges that businesses face as well when they are going through this process. I've had a few conversations today with people who are just like, yeah, I need to automate stuff, but oh my gosh, I just don't have time, or where do I start, and all those kind of things. But it has underlined for me the true importance of having systems in place in your business. Now, has anyone read this book? Yes, a few people. This is one of the most impactful business books I've ever read, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. In it, he says a lot of very, very powerful and clever things about running a successful business. But one of the things that he said was, to the degree that a business has systems that work, that business will work. To the degree that it doesn't, it won't. So it's a bit of funny wording, but basically he's saying, if your systems are broken, your business is broken. And he says, if you want to grow your business, you have to grow your systems. Okay? So if you are struggling with anything in your business, if you're at one stage of your business, you want to get to the next stage, and you're not too sure what it is, I recommend you have a look at the systems that are in place in your business, because it may well be that you haven't yet upgraded to the next level of business that's going to take you to where you need to be. What I've done here is I've kind of mapped out the four stages that I consider a business will go through and the different systems that you would need in your business for each stage. And that's what I'm going to run through with you just now. Now, what I would encourage you to do as we go through this is think about, where are you on this pyramid? It's an inverted pyramid. But where are you on the pyramid? And do you want to get to the next step? Because you don't have to. There's no pressure to get to the next step. But if you do, are your systems that you have in place, are they where they need to be to get to that next level? Okay, so the first step is the startup step, which I'm guessing probably everyone in this room has moved on from. But the startup step is when you're just proving the concept of your business, trying to work out, is it actually going to get off the ground? Is there anything that I've got here that people want? Next, you have the foundation stage. And the foundation stage is where you're just, you've gone, okay, yeah, I've got a business. People want what I've got to sell. But how am I going to make this profitable? So I need to, that's the profitability step. So to basically pay yourself a wage. Then you go for growth. So you go, great. I've got a business. It's paying me a wage. But actually, I want to make it a really decent wage. And I want to be going to Disneyland with the kids. And I want to be doing some great things. So growth is often when you start building that team around you and hiring and things like that. And then scale. So scale is when you've now you've got your business, you've established it in your territory, and it's working, it's profitable, it's making you good money, but you've decided you want to go to the next step, and that is taking it to other territories. And normally within this industry, that's done through franchising, as you will all know, but you can also do it obviously by building your own team and growing it that way. But at every single stage here, you're going to need different systems to support that growth if you're going to go through with it. So before I get really into it, I just want to distinguish between when we talk about systems, we are sometimes referring to processes, and we're sometimes referring to tools. So the processes are how we do something. It's the step-by-step process to get where we want to be. The tools are what we use to implement those processes. So the tools can change as your processes change, but they can also implement the same processes. Sometimes people ask me which comes first, and it seems logical that you would start with the processes, right? You'd map out your processes, and then you'd say, what tool fits my process? We're having a very interesting conversation that made me think of this with Carla earlier. And we often do that. We'll start with the processes, but actually, I think it's very much a two-way process where they both go hand in hand. Because when you use a tool, if you start with the tool, the way they work can often improve your processes in ways that you didn't realize. And I've often had that with businesses that we work with, especially when they first start using a booking system for the first time. They have very, very complex processes, and especially with the booking options, right, that they offer to their customers. And bringing in a system can often simplify those processes, make it your life easier, and also make you more profitable. So I say, don't try and worry about it too much. You can start with the tools, you can start with the processes, but let's get these systems in place. Okay, so the startup phase. What do you need in the startup phase? The answer is not too much. You basically need a way for people to discover you, communicate with you, and for you to take some money. So you need a bank account. I like Starling, but lots of bank accounts are available. Within management and fulfillment, really, all you're talking about within your business there is, you know, I need to just manage my registers, have my class lesson plans. So you don't need much more than G Suite or Office. Bookings and payments, you don't need a booking system at the startup phase. You just need to have some way for people to pay you, because all we're doing right now is we're proving the concept. So we start small. Bax transfers, PayPal, that kind of thing. The main place you're going to have systems in a startup is communication, because people need to discover you. So you're going to have things like you need your email, you need a phone number, text, WhatsApp, you need social media pages, and you probably want a way to create some marketing assets, and Canva is brilliant for that. Just use Canva, it's free, and you'll be able to create some great stuff. So that's startup phase. I'm going to go through the other three phases now, but we're going to build on these. So we don't necessarily get rid of any of these. We just build on it to the next step. And I'm pretty sure that most of you are beyond this first step. But the next one is the foundation stage. This is all about becoming profitable. And I often find this is where people seem to slip up a little bit. And they don't necessarily put the foundational systems in place, but then they try and tack on other systems on top of it. And, you know, it's like the house that doesn't have a solid foundation. It can crumble. So within the foundation phase, when you're getting profitable, I 100% recommend that people implement an accounting system. Can I please just have a show of hands of anyone who does have an accounting system in their business. Fantastic, right? We're talking Xero, QuickBooks, that kind of thing. All right, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir on that one, so that's good. An accounting system will just make your life so much easier with your invoicing, with your profit and loss, with your tax returns, cash flow, everything that you need. You can use your accounting system to keep track of all of that. The next step within management and fulfillment probably won't change massively within this industry. So you've got still your G Suite, you've got all of your office things, but now for bookings and payments, we definitely want to be bringing in a booking system, because that's going to automate the whole bookings and payments process. And I've put up our system there, obviously, but there are plenty other systems available that you can choose from. When you've implemented a booking system, then it's going to make your life so much easier. A lot of the admin will be removed at that stage for this level of business. And then finally, for marketing and communication, it's really interesting that we've already talked about some of the stuff here, but now it's about building your list and about having website presence as well at this level. So previously, at the startup phase, I would suggest you're just doing lots of messaging, directly messaging on social media, on your phone, everything is you. But now as you grow, you need to be able to communicate with people en masse, in bulk. And that's when you start building an email list or a WhatsApp list. I love that WhatsApp idea, Christina, earlier on. So yes, now we're talking about building that list so you can communicate en masse and bring in bulk sales that way. Also, I would suggest at this stage you get your website, because that acts as your shop window for people to find you. The growth phase. Now, the growth phase is when it starts to get really exciting from a systems point of view, if you're a geek like me. So at the growth phase, we're all about building a team and delegating. So at this stage, I do suggest that human beings can be very helpful in your team. So in finances, in the growth phase, I suggest a bookkeeper is a very wise investment to take that admin off your hands. If you haven't, or you don't want to get a bookkeeper, the two tools that I've put on the screen here, which are HubDoc, which comes free with Xero, thank you, and Dext, which does the same job really, they are ways to get your receipts and everything into your accounting package. You just take a photo and it all happens automatically. So that's a very nice way of streamlining your receipts and your expenses. Within management and fulfillment, we're now talking about hiring teachers, and time management becomes more and more critical. So I can't really go into how amazingly impactful a lot of these tools are, but one tool that I love here, which I would really suggest you check out, is Boomerang Inbox Pause. Has anybody used this before? Yeah? Okay, a couple of people. So if you're anything like me, my inbox rules me. If something's in my inbox, I have to respond to it. I feel like people are just dying and waiting for me to respond, and I really struggle with not and prioritizing other things. Like when I want to work on my business, if there's an email sat in there, I have to reply to it. So I discovered Inbox Pause, and it just pauses my emails. So nothing comes into my inbox, and you can set a schedule. You can make sure it stops at 6 o'clock in the evening, and nothing will come into your inbox overnight. So even if you're tempted to check it, you can actually have the night off. I schedule between 8 and 10 every morning is time that I need to work on the business. And so I pause all of my emails during that period, so they only kick in at 10 a.m. And for me, it works beautifully. So if you are kind of similar in terms of having to respond to everything, I definitely recommend checking that out. Motion is another thing that I've discovered recently, which is an AI-powered calendar tool. And what that does is it prioritizes my tasks for me. So I feed into Motion all of the jobs that I need to do. I tell it how long they're going to take. I'm going to tell them what kind of priority it is and when the deadline is for it. And then it just creates my daily calendar, and it tells me exactly what to do. And for me, that is absolutely genius and really, really saves me a lot of time. So at this stage as well, we are still taking bookings and payments via the same methods. You want to find a system that can definitely cope with that, but you might want to employ somebody to do it for you and to manage it for you, because again, you are growing. You don't have time to do everything, so bring somebody in to help you managing those things. And then lastly, the marketing and communication can go a bit crazy now. So because you're building a team, you now need to communicate internally as well. And when you do that, there's a particularly effective way of doing that is through video. So I use Loom.com. Loom is, I find, a fantastic video platform. I use it for internal communication as well as outbound communication, like Tamara was talking about with her Bonjouro. It's a very similar thing there. But it means that I've got a lady who works for me in the Philippines, and I can't really talk to her very easily during her working hours. So we communicate through video, and I record, and I say, "This is what I'd like you to do," and she's amazing, actually. But that's another thing. Freshdesk is a tool that I use for customer services. You can put a chat bot on your website, but also build a knowledge base. It's very good. So you might be looking at that kind of a thing for your frequently asked questions, you know, that you don't necessarily have time to field or your team don't. You can start automating some of that process. Chatbase. Has anyone heard of Chatbase? That's one. So Chatbase has been brilliant. We've actually implemented this on Amanda's website. But Chatbase is an AI-powered chatbot. So you train it on your business, on your frequently asked questions, on how things work, and people can have a conversation with it. So where this really, really becomes powerful is when you need to communicate with your customers, when is the best time to speak to a prospect after they've inquired? Has anyone got an answer for that? When's the best time, Jenny? Within 10 minutes, yeah. I would just say, yeah, as quickly as possible. 10 minutes would be amazing. If any of my team could do that, that would be fantastic. But yeah, they even say they've kind of done lots of studies on this. If you even get it down to like 1 minute or less, there's a bigger conversion with people who are getting a response to their question sooner. And that's because they're thinking about it. They're in the mindset. They're ready now to discover more, to buy. But if you're out delivering your classes or you're running your business, you're not able to respond for an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, a day, a week. Every time it gets longer, your chances of converting that person decrease. So having an automated chatbot, it's not as good as a person, but it's a lot cheaper. And they will work through the night, and they will be very, very good, but it will allow you to give answers to your prospects immediately as they need them, and it's very, very powerful, and it's only like $20 a month or something. So check out Chatbase. I would highly recommend that. You can put it on your website as a little chatbot. But the main thing that I want to talk about here at this level of business is the CRM system. So again, could anyone tell me if they have a CRM system in their business? Okay, so we've got about half the room. So a CRM system stands for Customer Relationship Management, and we've talked previously about the importance of follow-up. So several people have mentioned that today, and we've talked about how to make sure that people are added into a funnel, and that follow-up is automated so you don't have to do it. You do that through your CRM. And the CRM will not only help you with your leads, but it helps everybody all the way through the process. It works fantastically for teams and franchises, because you can put in processes within the CRM so that it does the same thing every time when people need to do something. So when you process an order, when you cancel an order, anything like that, you can just put all those processes in place. So all your team have to do is just fill in a form. And the impact that will have on your business, if you haven't yet got a CRM, or if you're not implementing it properly, because that's also quite common. A lot of businesses have a CRM, but then they are quite complex beasts, and they can be hard to get to do everything you want them to do. But if you're not using it properly as well, then revisit it, because having a CRM system will really, really be powerful in your business. How much time am I doing for time? 2 minutes? Okay. All right. As an example, I'm not sure if you can see this, but this is one of the campaigns in my CRM system, and it shows you the level of personalization that you can get with any campaign. So on the left-hand side here, we're basically getting somebody entering into our lead sequence, and as they go through the process, they come to the end where they would buy. You can see there's lots of forks and everything like that, because we tailor all our messaging depending on what stage they're at and who they are. So do they already have a booking system? Do they not? Do they need one? They'll go into different areas of the campaign, and they'll be sent different messages as we go. And that helps with your conversion as well, because it's more personalized. So the last bit I want to talk about, and I don't have masses of time, but this is when you're scaling your business and you have all your foundational systems in place, you've got all your growth systems in place, but now you want them to sing for you. You want them to do a lot more for you, and that's where these tools come into place. So Zapier, Make, IFTTT stands for If This Then That. They all do the same kind of job. What they're doing is they're getting all your systems you've got in your business to talk to each other. So when you get a booking that comes through, for example, and you want to raise an invoice, it will just automate it all for you. You take the payment through Stripe, it talks to Zapier, it automatically creates your invoice in Xero. There's a little tool that I use called Xero Reconcile, which will automatically reconcile all of those payments in your accounting package. You can add your booking to a report on Google Sheets. You can send it to your CRM and put your customer into an automated follow-up sequence. These tools, Zapier, this really is next level stuff if you can start implementing it in your business. And if you can find the process that you're doing, which is taking you admin time, then this will automate it, so you don't have to do it. It's going to do it all for you. So a couple of other examples, sending a customer a brochure. You can do that very easily. You can see they fill in a form, goes to Zapier, pings it to your CRM system, sends out various emails. The order comes in, it stops sending the emails. You can run a competition. So you could have the competition entry comes in. Zapier then says, all right, it's a photo competition. I'm going to store your photo on Google Drive. I'm going to rename the file so it's really easy for you. I'm going to share it on social media for you. I'm going to then add the CRM system, send automated follow-ups, etc. Where I think it's going to get really exciting is automatically sending hyper-personalized. Was that you, Christina? Was it Tamara? Tamara, thank you. Hyper-personalized follow-up. I haven't actually gone here yet, I've got to tell you, but I am playing with it now. I've tried it, and I haven't got it right for me to release it into the wild. But you could talk to ChatGPT. So you could have your inquiry come in, collect a bit of information about your customer, send that information to ChatGPT to ask it to give you some personalized information, put that back into the CRM system to send an email out, and that email will then be personalized to the individual automatically. It's quite cool stuff. But I'm going to finish there. I appreciate you listening. I know I went through a lot of stuff there very, very quickly. I hope you've taken away the fact that systems are the bedrock of the business, and at least one thing that you might want to go away and implement. If you are interested in working with me with either of my businesses, Toddle About, as I said, for businesses that appeal to be babies and toddlers, you can add a free listing on the Toddle About website. And if you're interested in discovering more about Book That In, you can book a demo with me and I'll run through and show you how it works. But that is me. I'm done. Thank you very much.
You can see why we get Tim talking about systems, can't you? Because could you imagine me standing here and talking about that? I mean, I can waffle on with the best of them, but systems just blow my mind. So please do go and speak to Tim about those kinds of things.
So, you've been listening to the Business Success Network podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please do go and check out all the other episodes that we offer. We've got a great range of guests that have gone before us and that are coming up. And if you want to get involved in the Business Success Network, you can find us at www.businesssuccessnetwork.co.uk. There's loads of ways you can get involved, whether that's from contributing to our business magazine or whether that's getting involved in the podcast. We are here to showcase your expertise and help you to grow you and grow your business.